This was the period of the European Renaissance. Renaissance literally being born again, the revival of art and letters based on classical forms, classical models. It had started in Italy and was now spreading into Northern Europe. One of the first effects in England was Christian humanism. The humanists offered biblical piety and the study of the Greek New Testament. While Pasqualigo was being overwhelmed by the splendour at Richmond, Desiderius Erasmus was finishing his Novum Instrumentum, a new version of the New Testament. He also published tracts against the superstitions of Catholicism, and thus against the Pope. Having escaped the frustrations and the considerable anger of the church in Amsterdam, Erasmus came to the comparative freedom of Cambridge to finish his New Testament. And as a representative of the new learning, indeed an important figure in it, he was embraced by the new scholars of England, including Thomas More and John Collett. John Collett, the Dean of St. Paul's, had been to Italy, had mastered Greek, had written of divine truths and the importance of original texts, and preached spiritual revival and church reform from within. Thomas More's Utopia, published in 1516, presented an imaginary society of pagans and suggested that Christians could learn from such wretches. More, of course, was to go to the Tower, and his head would be hung over London Bridge. This would be yet another example of changed fortune in Henry's England. Thomas More, after all, was to be highly favoured until tried for treason for denying Henry's supreme position.